Hi, I'm Hannah, and the poet I researched was E.E. Cummings. Many people do not know that his real name was actually Edward Esalen Cummings. He was born on October 14, 1894 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. His parents were Edward and Rebecca Hoswell Cummings. His younger sister, Elizabeth, was born in 1901. His family always referred to him by Esalen so as not to confuse him with his father, Edward. Esalen went to Harvard in 1911, where he received a Bachelor of Arts degree in 1917 and a Master's degree in English and Classical Studies. Even then, he was known for his poetry, and several of his poems were published in Harvard Monthly. He graduated magna cum laude, translated to with highest praise, in 1916. Esalen did not have a great personal life. His father, Edward, died in 1926, which he would later recount in his book, I, Six Naughton Lectures, which was given at Harvard. He also did not have luck in the love department. His first wife, Elaine Orr, bore him a child, Nancy, which would later be Esalen's only child. But when the couple received a divorce 9 months after the marriage, he did not see Nancy again until she was 20. His second wife was Anne Minerly. They married in 1929, but received a divorce 3 years later. We are not actually sure if Esalen married his third wife, Marian Morehouse, legally, but they lived together until their death in 1962. Earlier in his life, in 1917, Esalen enrolled in the North Harris Ambulance Corps. Because of a mix-up, he was not part of the organization until 5 weeks later. During the time, he stayed in Paris. He fell in love with the city and would return there often. In fact, while returning to Paris once, he took a tour of Europe and the Soviet Union, meeting, among others, Pablo Picasso. His tour through the Soviet Union was retold in his book, Emmy. There was no light bulb time in his life where all of a sudden he started to write wonderful poetry. Poetry was a part of his life. Among Emmy, he also wrote The Enormous Room and Tulips and Chimneys. He was known for traditional poetry, including many sonnets with a contemporary twist. But he was most famous for poetry using spelling and grammar that, in a way nowadays, would have gotten him an I on any English assignment he finished. It was also very common to see him combining words such as Eddie and Bill or Puddle Wonderful. He didn't just write poems, he also wrote many plays, such as Him in 1927, Anthropos or The Future of Art in 1930, Tom, a ballet, in 1935, and Santa Claus, a morality, in 1946. His works received many prizes, including the Dial Award in 1925, the Shelley Memorial Award in 1944, and the Fellowship of American Academy of Poets in 1950. The poem I chose is titled, A Man Who Had Fallen Among the Thieves. It is as follows. A man who had fallen among the thieves lay by the roadside on his back, dressed in 15 thread ideas, wearing a round ear for a hat. Fate per somewhat more than less, emancipated evening, had in return for consciousness, endowed him with a changeless grin. Whereon a dozen staunch and leal, citizens did graze at pause, then fired by hyper-civic zeal, sought newer pastures or because. Swaddled with a frozen brook, a pinkish vomit out of eyes, which noticed nobody he looked, as if he did not care to rise. One hand did nothing on the vest, its wide-flung friend clenched weakly dirt, while the mute trouser-fly confessed, a button solemnly inert. Brushing from whom the stiffened puke, I put him all into my arms, and staggered banged with terror through a million billion trillion stars. The poetic terms that are in this poem are meter and hyperbole. There's a constant pattern of stressed and non-stressed syllables, and he also exaggerates quite often with phrases like a million billion trillion stars. It also has some of E.E. Cummings' signature traits, like absolutely no capitalized letters, no pieces of punctuation until the end of the poem, and combined words that any sane person would not combine. Edward Esalen Cummings died on September 3rd in 1962 at age of 69 from a stroke. He is buried in Forest Hills Burial in Boston.